So this is the third class of Radha Sudha Nidhi. Verse 14. Is that too loud? No. Okay. So we're on the last line of this verse. Radha Kara Vachita Palava Valarike Radha Padam Kavilasan Madaras Talike Radha Mukara Matak Kagava Like Radha Vihara Vipane Ramatam Manome. So we've been hearing in these first three lines, we've been hearing about Radharani's hands, her feet, her fame, her pastimes, and so many wonderful descriptions. And hearing so many descriptions, so now this is the last line. It says Radha Vihara Vipane Ramatam Manome. So this line, he's concluding his prayer glorifying Radharani. He's glorifying the playground of Radharani, Sri Vrindavan Dham, glorifying Radharani's, her hands, her form, and her pastimes. Her hands are, what are her hands doing? The hands are touching the trees and vines of Vrindavan. And her feet are, padanka, vilasan, madura, stalike. Her feet are wandering in a sweet, Madhurya Leela places like Ras Leela and Chandra Sarovara and Radhakund, and they're wandering up and down the steps of Manasapavan Ghat and leaving all the dust of Radharani's feet. And the birds in Vrindavan, they're going mad. Mata means mad. And why are they going mad? Because with their mukhara, their mouth, they're glorifying Radharani Yasho, her fame, her name. And they're becoming mad. So, just like there's a story of one hunter named Valmiki. And he was a hunter, and Narada Muni met him and said, you should stop this hunting business and purify your mind and heart. Because you're too vicious and too low-minded. So you chant the Nam, you do Ram Nam. He said, I won't do Ram Nam, I don't want. He said, all right. He said, I only like killing animals. All right, so then Narada Muni tricked him and said, you say Mara, Mara, Mara. So he said, Mara, Mara. Devaki, come upside, you know. So he said, he was saying Mara, Mara, then pretty soon it became Rama, Rama, Rama. And he became completely crazy from this Ram, Nam. And Valmiki, he became so crazy means that he advanced to the highest stage of bhakti, where he actually had drishti, lila drishti, had darshan, of Ram Leela. Valmiki wrote the Ramayana. But he saw the whole Leela, and not even being there, not even being a direct associate of Ram. So he became so advanced, quote unquote, mad. So that's what happens if you chant the name of God. You keep chanting, eventually you'll go mad. Radhe Radhe. Radhe 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 Radha 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 Radha. It's captivating. Radharani, when she's chanting, she chants Krishna, 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 Krishna. And in the form of Gauranga, searching for Krishna and Radhabhav, it's Krishna and Radhabhav. So here, the birds, Prabhupada Saraswati is glorifying the birds, Radha Yasho Mukara Matta Kagava Like. Kagava means birds, and they're Matta, they're going mad. Mukara means mouth, Yasho. They're glorifying Radharani, her name, her qualities, her pastimes, and they're going mad. So after stating all these things, then Prabhupada Saraswati, he makes his conclusion in line 4, and he says, Radha Vihara Vipane Ramatam Manome. Radha Vihara Vipane Ramatam Manome. The whole verse is, Radha Karavachita Palava Valarike. Radha Padamka Vilasan Madhura Stalike Radha Yasho Mukara Matta Kagaga Alike Radha Vihara Vipane Ramatam Manome. This last line is very nice. Radha Vihar, like Braja Vihari. Vipane means the forest. Ramatam means enjoyment to the highest extent. Ramatam Manome. So this is a prayer to his mind. Mano. Manome means my mind. Almost sounds like English. My mind, manome. He's saying mind, You should meditate on these things. Meditate on the feet of Radharani. Meditate on the hands of Radharani. Doing what? Touching the creepers and the flower buds of these Udipan, these supporters and excitants of Leela. And meditate on Radharani's feet. All right, she has a chinna. She has 19 chinna, 19 marks on her feet. You can meditate on those. Meditate on these feet. All right, they're distinguished by those beautiful marks on her bottom of her feet, part of her actual transcendental form. But he's directing his mind, meditate on Radharani's feet, doing what? Dancing, skipping, running, playing, picking flowers. Padanka vilasan madras talike. The Radharani's pada, her feet, are having vilas, pastimes, in the madura stalika. Stalike, because to make the rhyme, stali, govinda stali, rasa stali, chulan stali. Stali means a place, like stan. This is my stan, my place. So meditate on Radharani's feet, walking in Vrindavan, walking in and dancing in the Rasalila. Just meditating on Radharani's feet, and you take a place like Sevakunj and Radharani, or Nidiban. Oh, I'm walking here, and I'm walking around, and I see the ground below me, and I think, oh, Radha Padanka Vilasan Madhurastalike. That Radharani, she's come to this place, and she's coming to this place when they have rasa dance there, and she's sleeping here at night in Nidivan, in this beautiful van. This Nidhi means treasure, unlimited treasure, and ras, ocean. So she's sleeping here, and her feet are moving all through this place. And then the monkeys coming here and there, you don't understand what they're doing. You have a stick, so they leave you alone. You walk with a stick, and then your mind can be absorbed in this. So this is what he's telling. This is a verse about fixing the mind. So the first couple of days we want to discuss about Vrindavan. Of course, we're starting immediately with the glories of Radharani, because the class is called Sri Radha and her Manjaris. So first we're setting the scene. This is the Nayaka, the hero and the heroine. So the heroine is being introduced first, Radharani, the Nayaka. The Nayak will come soon. And then all the Sevites, we haven't heard about the Sevites. We've heard about the Sevites in terms of the non-moving entities. The sprouts are serving Radharani, the vines, the sprouts, the ground, the Vrajabhumi. And now it's just Radharani, she's the star. It's a movie of one, Radharani, and she's moving through the Leela Stalis, obviously with the Sakis, Manjaris, and Krishna. And she's touching the flower buds and the vines and creepers. Valerie means creeper, with Kalika Valerie. And she's picking flowers and leaves to make a garland. Because Krishna's garlands, they have leaves, they have flowers, they have flower buds, all these things. So this is the preparation, this is the runway for the flight of Leela. So he concludes his verse 14 of Radharasunaniti by praying that his mind will find pleasure in the playground of Vrindavan. This is playground of Vrindavan means Vihara Vipane. Vipan Bihari is the name for Krishna. Bihari means to the enjoyer, and Vipan means forest. There was one mantra. So Radharani, he's praying to his mind that he should find pleasure here. There's no pleasure outside of Vrindavan. Because outside of Vrindavan, we may find pleasure in forests, in natural settings, in beautiful forests and lakes and rivers. They're everywhere in the world. Maybe even more so than Brajmandal, in the physical, visible plane. If you live in California, you can. So we're just concluding this verse, praying to the mind. So he says, thus in Radha Vipan Bihari, Shyam is enjoying amorous pastimes in the forest of Braj. Bihara Vipane Ramatam, Raman. He prays that he may, that these intimate leelas and the glories of Radharani's land of Vrindavan may enter his mind. That's basically the meaning of line 4. And that is the sum and substance of every devotee's prayer. Every Raghunuga Bhakta who's aspiring for Manjari Bhav and Siddha Sarupa as Radharani's Kinkari. Radha Bihara Vipane Ramatam Manome. Radha Bihara Vipam. This is the playground. That's why the title of the verse is given at that Vrindavan is the playground of Radharani. She's a play. Like I said yesterday, it's one playboy and one playgirl. So the playboy is Krishna. Bihari means playboy. And Biharini.
Raman Bihari.
Yeah, Raman Bihari. Raman Bihari means he who plays at Raman. And Raman means the intimate enjoyment of man and woman is Raman. Ramana. So, and Ramani. Raman and Ramani. So she's Biharini. Biharini and Bihari. So this is, our mind should be there. And the letters what Prabhupada is writing. One disciple wrote him a letter and said, Prabhupada, when I'm chanting Hare Krishna, sometimes I remember Krishna's pastimes from Krishna book. He didn't say Govinda Lilamrita. He didn't say Bhavanamrita or Krishnaika Kumodi or whatever. And so is that okay? So then Prabhupada wrote back and said, Yes. This is very good. You must come to the platform when you're chanting Hare Krishna, you remember Krishna's Leelas. So how do you come to the platform? How do you come to the platform of lifting 50 kilos above your head? You start with 10. You start with 5. And then, a little some protein powder, and then pretty soon you got 10 kilos and 20. So how do you begin by meditating on Leela? That your mind should be filled with the playground of Vrindavan. All right, everyone looks at pictures of deities. Everyone looks at pictures of Leela Stalis. And they have tour and guidebooks to Barsana and Vrindavan and Braj Mandal. And we look at them, and they're in Hindi, they're in English, they're in Bengali, Russian, all languages. That's very good. But there's looking, and there's also meditation. So we should see those pictures and then meditate on those leelas and chant japa. So this is the final, what he's saying here is that Manome, oh mind, you're thinking of so many things, and you want to play with so many things. The mind wants to play in this way and that way. The mind is a playful friend. It never leaves us, even at the end. And we die, and the mind says, I'm coming with you. I said, wait a minute, I wanted to leave you back here. I was hoping I could leave him and give up this body in that pile of ashes. I would like to leave you in the ashes. Oh, I cannot be burned by ashes. I'm going with you. So this is a prayer to the mind. Have you heard of Manashiksha? Manashiksha, this is different devotees have written Manashiksha. Raghunath Das Goswami is, of course, the most prominent one and oldest one. So as far as Raghunath Das Goswami's Manashiksha, there are many verses, but the first one is the essence of the whole book and the most important one. It says, Sri Guru Goshtalishu, then Sujane Bhu Suragane. That's the first line. So he says, and then the last line is Bratri Mano. First he says, Apurva Rati Atitaram. Ati means excessively, and tara means tarant. Like in Hindi, tarant means now, right away. Jaldi, jaldi. So he's saying, apurva rati. Rati means bhav. Rati means attachment. He's saying, apurva. He's saying, listen, brother. Like we have Bratri, Dwitiya Puja, and Kartik. Yamaraj worships Yamuna, and Kartik. It's called Bratri. Duhitra. Duhitra means daughter, and Bratri means brother. So he's saying, oh brother mine, oh Bratriman, listen, please develop unprecedented love, apurva rati, unprecedented love. For what? For Shri Guru. Rati, Guru Rati. This apurva rati for Guru, unprecedented. Unprecedented means no equal. No one can compare to the love I have for my Guru. No one can equal to me. No one can go greater. Unprecedented, like the first, the first time, the best time. He says Shri Guru, then he says then Goshta. Goshta means the land of sound. Gosh means sound. So Goshta means Goshta, Goshtan, Goshta. The land is filled with sounds. This is Braj, Brajagoshta. Rajagopa is filled with sounds. What kind of sounds? Ma! Ma! Ah! Ma! Because the baby, the small baby cow, Vatsa, he's calling for his mother, he goes, Ma! Ma! And she says, Vatsa! Vatsa! She says, Vatsa! So they communicate. So there's the, now less, now the sounds are motorcycles and cars and all these things, and ghetto blasters or jukeboxes, whatever, all kinds of wild noises, but it's named Goshta because it was a forest, a vipin, Vrishavipina. And everywhere peacocks and parrots and minor birds and quail and cuckoo and so many beautiful sounds everywhere, and ducks and swans and deer and animals and all singing and making their own vibration. Everyone was making their own vibration and sweetening the environment and tantalizing and exciting the atmosphere and the ambience with their presence and with their very vibration. So it's a goshta, it's Braja Goshta. This is Vrindavan. So unprecedented love, a purvarati for Vrindavan. So much so that you rather, even if someone threatens to kill you if you don't move, you say, I'm ready. I had the experience directly. Someone said, if you don't leave here, you'll be dead. Some very heavy characters. I said, if that's Radharani's wish, then Radhe Radhe. Live or die here is good. So I can say from experience, which is, can't say much from experience because I don't have much, but I had this one, and it was four or five people presented this to me, men. I said, okay. And when I replied, I was crying also, because I thought, okay, it's a strong possibility. But then I thought, but I was crying because I was remembering Braj and Radharani. So this is unprecedented love for Vrindavan, to that extent. And then Gostalishu. Gostalishu means, like we say, Goshala. Shala means the house or place, and Gostalishu means the Brijvasis that live here. And then it says Gostalishu means the Brijvasis, and it says Sujane. Sujane means good people. Sujana means good people. It means the devotees, all the sadhus, and all the people that are here doing bhajan and the yatris. They're good people. We respect them. We love them. We care for them. We help them. And then he says, Bhu Suragane. Bhu Suragane. So the Brijvasis, which means the Gwals and the Gwalis, or the Gopas and Gopis, and the Kumaras and the potmakers, and the farmers and the flower sellers, and the Baniyas and the merchants and the bankers, and all the Brijvasis of different Varnas. We love them all. Then he says, Bhu Suragane. Sura means Deva. That means the means Bhusura, means the devas on the earth, Sarvagane, the group. This is a term to describe Brahmins. Brahmins are also called Bhudeva. They're the lords, they're the lord of the earth, Bhudeva. So he said, of course the Brahmins may also be Brijvasis. So but he's mentioning all Brijvasis, Gostalishu, and then he's mentioning Sujani, means Yatris and devotees coming from Russia or, you know, Venice Beach. Whatever, coming to do bhajan and worship here, or Santa Monica, whatever, his neighbors. The wrong side of the tracks. It was the wrong side of the tracks. Now that's probably, I think it's the right side of the tracks in Venice. I heard it's like,
speech is changing.
It's super. Yeah, I heard, I know it's like, it's the desired place to be, in your van or in the...
Google owns it now.
There you go. Yeah, what's low ends up by... So this is, then he goes on to say, so mantra, so he talks about the people and about Vrindavan, the Brijvasis and the Brahmins. Then he says, so mantra shri namne, an unprecedented love for the mantras that my guru has given me, the Diksha mantras. So mantra, then he says, shri namne, and for Sri Harinam, unprecedented love. And it's like this, and then he says, then he's telling you the positive things to do in the verse, then he says, Dhamman Hitwa. Dumba means pride. It's in 16th chapter of Gita. Dumba means being proud, having pride. Hitwa means to renounce it, give it up, give up all pride, because you can't really have unprecedented love for someone unless you give up your pride. It's impossible. As long as you're whole, because pride means me, and love means you. Simple. So he says, "Dambam hitwa." Throw it out, and then you can love the Brijvasis, then you can love the devotees, then you can love the cows and animals, and love the Braj. So this is just a side point. I'm going to sit here in the notes. It says, during Madhyan Lila, 11 to 3 in the afternoon, and then Rakti Lila, Nisha Lila, 11 to 3 in the evening, Radha Krishna gopis and mandris are enjoying pastimes of rambling and wandering through the Braj, many seasonal forest. This is called Banvihar Lila. A few days ago, on the Hindi Panchang calendar, it says Mathura Vrindavan Parikrama. So every year during Bhadra Mas, which is preceding this, every year during Ashwin month is concluded, now it's Kartik. During Shukla Paksha, there's a particular day, maybe Nomi, where they have this Parikrama.
Akshanomi.
Well, there's different Akshanomis. Akshanomi comes in May. But the main one is in May or summer. But this was just a week ago, 7 days ago. It's Mathura Vrindavan Parikrama. All the Brijvasis, traditionally, even today, I did it once about 20 years ago. They do Parikrama, 36 kilometers, or 30 or 42 kilometers Parikrama of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is only 7. Now, Vrindavan, Vrindavan. So you go, you start Vrindavan, and you go to Mathura, and there's a whole Parikrama route. It goes around Mathura and comes in by Pago Baba Mandir, and goes around by ISKCON, Radhareti. So you do the whole Mathura Vrindavan Parikrama. It's really nice. It's nighttime. It's done at night. It's during the full moon. It's almost full moon. It was about 5 days ago. Thousand lakhs of people all singing, playing dolak, singing Brijvasi songs. It's a wonderful thing to do. And your mind will tell you, 36 kilometers. Govardhan is 14. Vrindavan is 7. This is 36. So if you listen to your mind, you'll go nowhere in spiritual life. You might as well don't even take it. If your mind's going to have anything to do with it, then don't even start walking. But anyway, it goes on. Lots of rounds and lots of... So this is... Why are they doing that? That's the question. Because they want to experience this lila of Bihar. Ban Bihara, Radha Bihara Vipane, Bihara Vipane Ramatam Manome. So when they're wandering on this Mathura Braj Mandal Parikrama, Mathura Vrindavan Parikrama, you go through so many vans, and this Kishore van, and this van, and that van, Maya van, and Mora van. And if you know anyone, you go with anyone who knows around this place, they'll tell you this is this, this, that. So it gives a mood of, oh, now we're Parishads of Radha and Krishna, now we're wandering through these forest at night, this Nisha Lila. It's really a wonderful experience. And so this is, the Brijvasis try to enter as much as possible, physically, mentally, and emotionally, into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. That's why they're born there, here. And that's why devotees come here. So while meditating on Radha and her connection with Vrindavan, Prabhupada Saraswati had a spurti of Radha Govinda Yugo in her Brajavihar, Van Vihar Lila. And he recorded it here in this tika. There's a very nice explanation here of their Van Vihar Lila. These tikas or commentaries of this book are the combination of three devotees, primarily Srila Anantadas Babaji Maharaj, who printed it, translated by Waita. But in the beginning of the book, it says that especially the Leela part, come from Prabhupada Nanda Gopal Goswami and one Madhusudan Das Adhikari. So they're all these great Rasic Acharyas are mixed together here. And especially, and then obviously it's hard to see who's speaking what, but obviously the larger part of the tika is done by Srila Anantadas, Babaji Maharaj. But here he describes this Banbihar Leela. This is the Leela to describe this line for Radha Vihara Vipane Ramatam Manome. So, I just read it, okay? By the mercy of Sri Vrindavan, Sripad, which is what they call Prabhupada Saraswati, he sees a transcendental picture before his inner eyes, Sporty, of Sri Sri Leela Kishore Yugal. That's a very nice name. We usually say Radha and Krishna. Or the Nimbarki say Priya Priyatam. Sri Sri Leela Kishore Yugal. Yugal means pair. Kishore means teenagers. 14 and 15. Very playful. Very mixture of innocence and naughtiness. At 14 and 15, Radha and Krishna is a perfect combination of innocence and naughtiness, playfulness and sobriety. It's a beautiful mixture. It's a fantastic time. 14 years, 2 months, 15 half days. That's Radharani's age. And Krishna's 15 years, 9 months, 7 days. 15 years, 9 months, 7 days. And Siddha Krishna was told that in Sadhana Amrita Chandrika. There's one book about it's in Bengali. Sadhana Amrita Chandrika. He's telling these details. How he knows, no one knows, but he's telling. So they're playing Madhura Vanabihara, Madhura Vanabihara, sweet forest pastimes. They're admiring the beauty of the spring forest with all the sakis around them. There, in his Kinkari Mandri form, Sripad is engaged in Yugal Seva. The forest is filled with blooming flowers surrounded by humming bees. The cuckoo creates a romantic atmosphere by singing the fifth note. Because when cuckoos, the quail makes the sound, that is the sound of the during the intimate exchanges of man and woman, sounds of great happiness may resemble the sound of a cuckoo. The sound. So that's why they're udipan, they're a stimulus or an excitant to Madhura Rati. Because when Krishna hears that, then he says, like someone may hear their, they may have a favorite song, and they hear that song, and their friend, their wife or girlfriend, whatever, she has the same favorite song. So they may be separated and hear that song and think, oh, this song and my friend, they connect the two. The song, oh yeah, this is my girlfriend's favorite song, or wife, or whatever. So here it's the cuckoo. when Krishna hears the cuckoo, his mind goes to the most intimate romantic moments in the Nibritani Kunja with Radharani, and he kind of loses it for a while and gets a little absent-minded. And then Radharani sees that he's kind of daydreaming into some kind of leela of pravesh. And Radharani taps him with her lotus flower, you know, tap. And, yeah, look at those trees. Oh, yeah, the nice trees. Like sometimes people daydream or something, and, you know, they lost. So Krishna gets, it's called reverie. The word in English is reverie. Krishna gets lost in his own internal flow of thoughts, romantic thoughts. So cuckoos create a romantic atmosphere, like the full moon. The full moon is romantic. It's everywhere romantic. Whether you're Muslim or Christian or Hindu or whoever you are or whatever you are, when the full moon is there, it's the soothing rays and the energy and what it creates and the lighting and the feeling and heightened sensitivity and inspired mind and enlivened heart. This is all the influence and the effects of the moonbeams and the moonshine and the very presence of the moon. The moon is like a chumbak, it's like a magnet. So the moon, like a magnet, draws things to itself. You know, you have little pieces of iron and you put something there, and the magnet will draw those iron will run to the magnet. So the moon, when the moon shines, is like a huge white magnet. And what does it do? It draws the hearts of the men and women. It pulls them out. The hearts are like iron filings. It's called chumbak in Hindi. So the moon pulls out emotions. You know, it's Amavasya, people usually fight and do murders and negative things on Amavasya. That's a fact. Absence of moon. In Amavasya, there's no moon, the atmosphere becomes heated. People become very hot-headed. And they become very romantic and passionate, but they come in the full moon, they become hot-headed and tamasic and angry in Amavasya. You get excited heart and full moon, but you get a hot head in Amavasya and a hot body also. It's a little negative time for physical health. 2 days, 3 days before Amavasya, 3 days after, it's always dicey with digestion and other things. It's the laws. We're in the middle of the world of law. This body is governed by laws. So back to the cuckoos. So the young transcendental cupid of Vrindavan, when he hears that, that's our aprakriti madan mohan. Aprakriti madan mohan. So nice. Transcendental. Aprakriti madan mohan. It's Krishna. He's smara. Smara murtiman. Smara means erotic love. Smara. I don't mean smaran. Smaran is smara. And he's smara murtiman. Krishna is the very form of romantic, erotic love. Because basically, Radha and Krishna represent the erotic love principle. It's not like, you know, it's not like, you know, marriage. They're not married. They represent the pinnacle of loving exchanges and the highest degree of ecstasy. This is what they actually represent. And that's why sensible, pious, religious people around the world, including in India, they can't accept it. They can't understand it. Because that whole idea of eroticism and is immoral if it's someone besides your wedded wife, it's immoral. So Krishna's whole platform is Leela's starts on the foundation of immorality. He's not married. But he's not going with unmarried girls, which would be somewhat acceptable. Boyfriend, girlfriend, friends. He's going with women that are claimed and owned by someone else. So that's like the height of immorality. But at the same time, and what do they represent? Radha and Krishna represent eroticism. And you see in Nectar Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there's one verse that says, Kaishara Safalam. Kaishara Safalam. Rati Kridam Nikunja Ramatam or something. That Krishna makes Krishna Kaishor Safalam. Safal means lots with fruit. Safal. Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam. So Krishna makes his youth, Kaishor, he makes his teenage life fruitful by what? By as Prabhupada translates in Nectar Devotion, by throwing Radharani in the bushes. By throwing Radharani in the bushes and enjoying her romantically. That is erotic love. it's like, what? This one little sentence in Nectar Devotion, I read this in 75 when I was on Sankirtan. We'd sit down and read between, you know, when the waves of Sankirtan died down, we'd read a little bit. Wow. Jai Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. That's the Krishna I want to remember or take shelter of. Sharana means take shelter. So we are worshippers of Radha and Krishna. Hi out there, my left fielders. It's hard to turn this way. My head is not a peacock, you know. My head only has a few degrees, you know. So I have to go here and take your darshan. So, what was I saying? We're worshipping Radha and Krishna. Oh, Radha and Krishna. Four times to his feet. Two times, ding, 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 ding. Four. What? Was that three or four?
I think it was like
was five. Oh, one, I did five to the, oh, honey. Two times to the waist, three times to the head, seven times to the body. Seven, I have a hard time counting to seven. One, is that five or six? I don't know, I got so lost in the beauty, you know. I'm just going like this. And then the other two guys and the other, I'm on Radha Shyam's altar and someone's on Krishna Balaram altar and Gaurini Thai, and I'm still going around the feet and they're already, you know, I'm with the ghee lamp and they're already with the water conch. I said, oh, excuse me, you know, water conch. Because I got so lost. I mean, his ghee lamp, well, wow, your feet are so beautiful.
Wow.
And I forgot, I don't know, it's four or five. They're going like this. And then, so I was sometimes I do the Artik and the Krishna Bhava Mandir, you know, the Kartik. And Radha Shyam, always. No, I don't know. Thunderbots. But sometimes I go there and someone say, no, you know, I'm doing today. I said, then I don't do. No, you do. He said, no, you do Krishna Bhava. I said, no. So you get lost. So we have this concept that Radha and Krishna are our Ishtadev. We worship them. We worship Radha and Krishna. We want to attain love for Radha and Krishna. But it's much more than that. It's so deep and so it's all about romance. But as soon as you talk about romance and eroticism, then everyone gets, you know, nervous and everybody starts, you know, looking out the window and, you know, picking their fingernails or something. Because the thing is, what is black in one plane, is gold on another plane. So the eroticism and the love and the romance of Radha and Krishna is pure gold, pure diamonds, Chintamani. Chintamani Bhumi, Chintamani Rupam, Chintamani Leelam, Chintamani Namam, Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purna Shuddha, Purna Nityamukta Biratvam Namanamano. Nama Chintamani Krishna's. Krishna's Nama is Chintamani. His Rasa is Chintamani. His Leela is Chintamani. His Chintamani. Mani means gem. And Chinta means thoughts. All your thoughts will become purified, elevated, and transcendental by being absorbed in Krishna's Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela. So we're worshipping an erotic lover and an erotic beloved. And we're meant to. And this Gopi Bhav, Manjari Bhav, that Mahabharu came to. Mahabharu was a totally erotic personality. His whole Leela is about eroticism and romance. All the time he's just meditating. He's in Mahabhava Radharani. And if you read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, what is it all about? The taste of your lips. They're taking prasadam, Mahaprasadam. And then Lord Chaitanya says, oh, so what is it? He says, he says, hey Ramananda, hey Ramananda, hey Saru, hey Jagananda, hey Jaga, hey Jagai, hey Jagananda. What are we taking? Sarvabhauma, hey, what are we taking? What are we eating? This is Krishna Prasad, this is Jagannath Prasad. But there's black pepper here, there's sugar here, there's wheat, there's so many things here. These are very ordinary things. But what is the special taste in this prasada? Then all his devotees say, well, we don't know, maybe you can tell us. So then Lord Chaitanya and Radha Bhav, he starts talking about the taste of Krishna's lips. And he goes, oh, this is eroticism. And it's all about, you know, it's all about eroticism. I want to take you back to the banks of the... Lord Chaitanya is dancing in front of the carts in Jagannath. He's taking Jagannath to Vrindavan. Gondicha, the gardens of Gondicha. There are so many gardens and beautiful, you know, the Orissa type gardens, you know, those kind of, what do you call it? Coconut trees, many gardens, and not this big Sri Mandir. Mandir is called Sri Mandir because it's Aishwarya, Lakshmi. Jagannath's there with Lakshmi, it's called Sri Mandir. The Nilachalam, then Sundaralachalam. Sundar means beautiful. Beautiful mountain, this means blue mountain, Nilachalam. Jagannath is on Nilachalam, and Radharani is on Sundaralachalam. Sundari Radha. So the Shyam Sundara is on Nila. Nila means blue. So then Radharani is saying, hey Shyam, hey Jagannath, hey Vrijendranandan Shyam Sundara, come, leave all this Aishwarya behind, leave it all. Leave all this 56, this Chapanpal, all these offerings. Come with me to Vrindavan, dancing. So then Lord Chaitanya, I'm immersed in Mahabhava, in the total Sringar Rati of Radharani. He's saying, "Oh Jagannath, oh Shyam Sundar, oh Krishna, you're the same. I see you, but I'm meeting you again, but I want to go back to the banks of the Reva. I want to go under those trees. I want to go under the trees and the bushes on the banks of the Reva River and enjoy with you intimately before we were married. But now, you know, now it's kind of boring. We're married and everything." So, what is it? This is not eroticism. This is eroticism. This is Rathyatra. Rathyatra, Hare Krishna, Jaya Jagannath. But the internal aspect of Rathyatra, it's all about the erotic Shringar Rati exchanges of Radharani and Rasaraj. Mahabhav, Radharani and Rasaraj, Sri Krishna, the form of Jagannath, and Virahabhav, Mahabhav. Mahabhav Krishna, Mahabhavati Radha. So this is who we're worshipping. Everyone's looking for love, everyone's looking for ecstasy, ecstatic, you know, the highest experience of joy and thrill and, you know, electrifying your mind and senses and brain become electrified by the intensities of loving exchanges. It's nothing, it's pale, it's a drop in the ocean. I mean, it's like when, this I was mentioning the other day in the Sunday satsang, there's one famous Muslim, he became a Vaishnava. He took initiation from Vallabhacharya's son, Vitalnath, about 400 years ago. His name was Ras Khan. Khan is a Muslim name, K-H-A-N. But Ras means Ras. So he was initiated in the Imbark Sampradaya. And he wrote a book of poetry in Brajbuli. And very sweet, Brajvashan. It's called Brajbuli, but it's Brajvashan. And I mean, I'm not a language person, I don't know. But I wrote down some of the verses I wrote down. I haven't committed to memory, but I like reading them. I like very much some of the meanings of them. And one is that one sakhi says, "Hey Radharani, hey Manini, you're going into Man," but the translation is not quite exactly right, because I had it redone by somebody else. Because he says a half hour in the translation. He says, "Oh Radharani, you're going into Man, but don't stay longer than a half hour. Don't stay longer than 20 minutes. Don't hold your Man more than 20 minutes, otherwise the universe will disappear. Krishna will disappear. Everybody in Vrindavan will disappear." That's what it says in translation. But the actual verse says, don't maintain your Man for more than a few minutes. That's what it says, few minutes. Because Krishna can't bear you being contrary or opposing to him more than a few minutes. That's a beautiful, you know, it's really beautiful. Mani ni mano, it's very beautiful. Ras Khan. And because Khan, the word Khan means, it's a Muslim surname, but also Khan means treasury. So it can be a totally Hindu name, Rasakhan, can be a treasury of Ras. So he was like a combination, he was like Muslim-Hindu. I mean, he's really pure, not even Hindu, pure Vaishnava, Radharani Krishna worshipper. So one other verse that he had was really nice. He said, one day Uddhava said to Krishna and Dwarka, Krishna said to Uddhava, he said, "Uddhava, do you know, see all these palaces, 16,000 palaces made of Vaidurya gems and lapis lazuli and rubies and diamonds and diamond columns. We think we're big stuff, but we have a diamond ring. Hey, check it out, man. Three carats diamond? Good paisa, like heavy paisa." Krishna had columns. The columns in Dwarka Palace are diamonds. Diamond, and they're Surya money, Surya Kant. They give off light. You know, diamond gives light, you know. High quality diamond gives light. So he says, "See all this? All of this opulence of Dwarka is not equal to one ball of gober. It's not equal to one ball of gober in Vrindavan." Gober means a ball of cow dung. So this is the glories of Braj. Rasakhan, he saw this in his vision. That's a famous one. Dinesha Mahesha. Everyone memorizes that. Dinesha Mahesha Rajesha. Yeah, Suresha, Suresha means Indra, the Lord of the gods. Dinesha, the friend of the poor. Dinesha, Suresha, Ramesha, Mahesha. You know, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, but the young maidens of Vrindavan can make the cow that dance for sitting on their hands.
Yeah, beautiful. Dwar say, louder. So we had the English translation first, then we had the Brajbhasha rendition. So the English was spoken by an English person, and the Brajbhasha was spoken by an Indian person. Maybe Brajbhasi, who knows. So now we have a nice combination of East and West. So but the translation is Dinesha, Suresha, Dinesha, Ramesha, Mahesha. Mahesha is Shiva. Shesha, Dinesha, Anata Shesha, Dinesha. Dinesha is the sun god. Dina means the Lord. Isha means Lord. Din means day. Dinko Ratko. You heard Ratko? Oh, when's the class? Dinko Ratko. You know Hindi. So Dinko. So Dinesha means the Lord of the day. But this is Sanskrit. They could say Surya, they could say Mitra, they could say Bandhu. Many names for sun. So this is very beautiful. Dinesha. The Lord of Dinesha, and then Mahesha, that's Shiva, and then Shesha. Dinesha, Mahesha, Shesha is very... Almost every Indian I know has this verse memorized. So Dinesha, Mahesha is a very popular one, Rasikam. And then, so the translation, all these gods are running after him. And Brahma, and Shiva, and Indra, and Surya, they're all running after this little boy, Gopal Govinda. And they can't catch him. And where can you find him? You can find him in the courtyard of some gopis, some Abira gopis. And he's they're clapping their hands, and they're telling him, they say, listen, if you dance, if you dance, we'll give you a leaf cup of buttermilk. And Krishna's dancing, dancing for the gopis to get a leaf cup of buttermilk. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki. This is Krishna, Vrindavan, and we love him. Jai Radhe. So, back to the Leela here. So, the cuckoos create a romantic atmosphere by singing in the fifth note. Sa re ga pa da ni. Right? Sa re ga pa da da. Ma, yeah, I know, I'm not a music person. like this. So the young transcendental cupid Vrindavan, the Prakriti Madan Mohan, he's singing along with Rati Priya Swamini. I really love these names that are woven in these tikas of Radha Krishna. Rati Priya Swamini. Rati is a name for love, for attachment, for lust, for intimacy, and it's the name of the wife of Kamadev. So Kamadev is the allegorical lord of love, or lord of desire, or real lord of love. And he has a wife, Kamadev and Rati, Rati and Kamadev. So Radharani is she's a very good friend of Rati. She's Rati Priya. She's so good that she's the Adi Rati. She's the original Rati. She's the original source of cupidity. Cupidity originates with Radha and Krishna. Divya Kamadev Sri Krishna, and then the Divya Rati Priya Swamini Radha. She enchants millions of Ratis. Even Kamadev's wife is enchanted and mystified and bewildered. Enchanted means mohan, by Radharani, Mohini Radha. And Radharani Sakis and maidservants. How sweetly Radha and Krishna play in the forest. They're embracing each other like a male and female elephant. I guess that means really forcefully. Must be, because otherwise why would you compare, you're not comparing the embrace with, you know, two monkeys, you know, or whatever. It's like two elephants means very powerful. Elephants, the king of the jungle, very powerful. It must be a very powerful, the symbology here is very powerful, forceful, deep embrace. So this is eroticism. And this pulls the heart, like the full moon pulls the heart of romance and for the materialist. But the full moon of Krishna's face, Krishna Chandra, pulls the chakora eyes of the devotees to dance on his beautiful smile. When the full moon of Krishna's face, Krishna Chandra, when he smiles, then the chakora eyes and hearts of the devotees, they start dancing. The chakoras drink the moonbeams from Krishna Chandra's mukha. So that this is what's happening here. They're playing and they're embracing like female elephants. So we read some, okay, female, yeah, sure, I saw that yesterday. Didn't you see, you saw a male and female elephant embracing yesterday over in the park? Have you ever seen? Have you ever seen a male and female elephant embracing? I never have. I'm not from Africa. Maybe they know. But, you know, but what does it mean? What does it represent? It's poetry, it's Sanskrit. And it means what I said. This is my idea of it. Of it. It must be... Why are the Padakartas and why are the Rasik Janas and the writers choosing this comparison? Because Radha and Krishna, their embrace is the topmost of all possible embraces. The most intimate, the most warm, the most committed, the most selfless, the most warm, the most ecstatic. And so... what to compare that with? So somehow they chose elephants. So we don't understand much about elephants. We don't see them as objects of beauty or objects of eroticism. Generally, we see them as just a big, big animal. But even when the poets and the Rasacharyas are describing Radharani, they're saying that she walks with the grace of a female elephant. Radharani walks with the grace of a female elephant.
Gajadamini.
Huh?
Gajadamini.
Gajadamini. Gajadamini. Oh,
Gajadamini.
Gamini. Oh, Gamini. Yeah, Gaman means to move. Agaman, Agaman, Kama, Gamini. Gaja means elephant. Like Gajaraj, you know, in the Jagannath Puri, they have Gajaraj. Gajapati. Gajapati means the lord of the elephants. Because kings, that's another way of saying a Raja. Because to have one elephant, it costs a few rupees. Just imagine if you have a fat wife. It's going to cost you a lot of money to feed her. So, or a fat husband. So imagine if you have an elephant for a kid. You know how much an elephant eats every day? I know. Because, what's his name? Pankajangri told me from my book. 200 kilos of bananas. 400 kilos of leaves. Kilos. 400 kilos of leaves, 200 kilos of bananas, 60 liters of water, twice a day, 120 liters of water. So we think of an elephant like that, it's a big thing. But this Gajagamani, that Radharani, she goes, she moves like an elephant, female elephant. So obviously it means very graceful, very, very, very graceful. So these are very beautiful descriptions, which we can't reach very much. But if we understand these things, we can see it someday, then we'll be able to write about it. Sometimes Priyaji personally goes and picks flowers to decorate her Priyatam. And then that first line of the verse comes in, Radha Karavachita, Karavachita, Palava Valarike. Kara means hand, Radhokara. With her hand, she reaches up and picks a flower bud. Or she picks, say, which is a palava, or she picks a flower from a valari, from a creeper, a madhavi or whatever. And then she takes those, and she decorates her priyatam. Because everything in Vrindavan, everything is here to offer to Krishna, and everything is to offer to Radharani. So just like Prabhupada says very simply, he said, bhakti is simply this. You're walking in a park and you see a flower. Prabhupada says, like, you see a beautiful rose blossoming in a park. You say, well, this is a beautiful rose. I should pick this and offer it to my beloved Krishna. So that simple, heartly feeling of just the innocent beginning bhakta who has the idea that everything should be offered to Krishna. Patram pushpam phalam dvayam yome bhakti prayachati. That goes from there, from the simple beginning devotee taking his first steps on the path of bhakti, all the way to Radharani in the Kunja Leela, in the Brajgamana Leela, wandering through the forest of Vrindavan. She's also thinking, oh, that's a beautiful flower. That would be nice to decorate my sham. Let me offer this flower to my beloved. So bhakti, whether it's beginning with a bhaktin or a bhakta, the very beginning of bhakti, it's the same from there, it's the same all the way, because bhakti is transcendental, it is prema. Ladini Shakti and Samvit Shakti, they're inside of the bhakti in a drop-like way. Then it becomes a bigger drop and a bigger drop, and finally a wave, bhakti taranga, and finally a bhakti samudra and bhakti sindhu, and it becomes like a huge tidal wave of love. So Radharani's heart is like a tidal wave of love. But our heart is like a prema bindu. We have a drop of bhakti. Radharani has an ocean of bhakti. And you go to the Pacific Ocean, stand there and say, wow, that's the extent of Radharani's bhakti. And then you take a stick and put it in the ocean, get some water on it, and then hold it, and one little drop falls out. Well, that's mine. And you catch a drop. But that drop will expand more and more. So she's picking flowers. Then the vine, when the vines are touched by Radharani, they bloom up and start, and they smile with their flowers and percolate with their sprouts, and they cry streams of tears with their trickling honey. How many jokes Srimati Radha is making with her girlfriends while she picks flowers? Vishakha says, "Hey, Saki Radhe, Savadan." Loba Madhusudan, Aviaro. Be careful, Savadan. This greedy bumblebee Krishna is coming up to you to drink the honey from your moonlike face. Radharani says, because it's a joke. She said, he's a bumblebee and your face is like the moon. She said, if I'm Chandramukhi, what business does a bumblebee have with the Chandramukhi? He wants the flowers of the nectar. That's how she replies. So why should a bumblebee come to me and leave all the fragrant lotus-like faces of beautiful girls like you, Vishakha, and come to Chandramukhi? You said that my face is like the moon. Well, Saki, what business does why does a bumblebee, a honeybee, even care to smell the fragrance of my face? Why would the bee even feel attracted to it? So this is how girls joke. You know, when girls get together, they joke. And men will never understand unless they change their form. Because girls joke in one way, and men joke in another way, and boys and girls together, they joke in another way. So there's three-tier joking. Lady-lady joking, everyone knows. And then men-men joking. Ladies are joking about the men, and each other, and their in-laws, and mother-in-laws, and whatnot. In-laws, outlaws, and all the laws. And then men are joking about whatever, each other. After some time, Radha Madhav come to a jeweled mandap under a huge Keli Kadamba tree, Kapha Vriksha tree. Then Radha Shyam sit down on a jeweled platform, and Radhika makes ornaments from different flowers. Radharani is like the Sarva Lakshmi. She's the queen of the queen of the queen, Vrindavaneshwari. She's the empress, she's the ruler. And whenever you have a king and a queen, the queen has thousands and thousands of maidservants and handmaidens, and the king has thousands of male servants. And they live like a king, they live like a queen. They don't do anything but enjoy. But here is Vrindavaneshwari Radharani, and every time we're reading about her, she's doing this service, and she's doing that service, and she's doing this service. Seva, 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 seva. And Krishna's dancing, Krishna's smiling, Krishna's playing, Krishna's looking. And he's playing his flute simply to please Radharani and to serve her. Because Radharani's greatest pleasure and greatest service is Shyam. Just seeing Shyam and hearing Shyam and being with Shyam. That gives her the greatest pleasure. So she's just looking, oh, how can I serve Krishna this way, with this flower, or this or that? So as soon as she sits down, with her own hands, she starts decorating Shyam's dinner. That's why it says, Radha Kara Karavichita. So the devotees, they read this verse, and then the Radhakara, and then they, Napalava, and then this whole Leela sprouted up to describe the verse. And this is being recounted here. Shyamasundara, And the Sakis are overwhelmed with ecstasy, and the birds begin to chirp the glories of Radha. Radha, so he's putting the whole, each line of the verse, he's putting into a sequence of what the Leela just read. Because first it's Radhakara, then Radhapada. She's picking flowers, she's wandering. Then the fame, the birds are singing their fame. And that's the whole verse, so I'll just read the verse again. Oh my mind, please find pleasure in Radha's play forest. If I cannot directly experience Radha's loving pastimes, then let me remember Sri Vrindavan and mentally witness these sweet nectarian pastimes. So that's the prayer to the mind. Oh mind, can't you show me a sporty? Will you ever show me? Kada, we say, Nayanam Galarasha. Ashudarya, Vadanam Gadada, Gadgada, Rudya Gira, Purukar Nichitam Babu, Kada, Kada, oh my Lord! Garanga is praying, oh Shyam, oh Krishna, oh Jagadish, oh Krishna, oh Govinda, when will I cry when I call your name? When will my hair stand on end? When will I have some experiences of Bhav? This is in Shikshastakam. So he's telling the mind, oh mind, when will you show me the pastimes of Radha and Krishna? You've heard about them, you've read them, you've seen them animated. Please, they're all, everything is there inside of you. Mind, oh my mind. Mano me, Radha Bihara Vipane Ramatam Mano me. Please, my mind, listen to me at least once in my whole life. Show me the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Find pleasure there. And if you won't show me, and if I can't directly experience those pastimes and be there in my Siddha Sarupa as a Mandri, directly hearing Radharani's laughter and hearing Vishakha's statements and walking in front of Radha and Krishna as they're walking down a pathway and sprinkling flower petals and throwing rose water to soften and make the pathway fragrant. If I can't enter that Leela in my Baba Vesh because I'm far from Bab, then let me at least remember, oh mind, you give remembrance, so give me remembrance this Leela. You give me the purity to see the Leela with the drishti, mano drishti. So give me, someday give me the drishti. So this is the beautiful prayer he's saying here. Radha karava chitta palava valarike, Radha padanka vilasan madurastalike, Radha yasho mukara matta kagavalike, Radha vihara vipane ravatam manome. So this is verse 14 concludes today, and then tomorrow we'll have another verse from Radharasudanidhi.
Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Vrindavani Shri Radharani Ki Jai, Giradharani Ki Jai, Shyamakunda Radhakunda Ki Jai, Kartik Maina ki jai, Kartiki Devi Radharani ki jai, Jai Jai Sab Bhakta Gan ki jai, Sri Sab Guru Gan ki jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe.